Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am going live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting with the syndicated radio transmission. T-minus 7 minutes, 25 seconds. Stay with us for that. Kinky Friedman's set to announce he's running for governor when he's in studio. At least that's what I heard from my producer. We'll see, we'll talk about it. That's coming up. Musician, best-selling author. That's how I met Jesse Ventura. So, separately. I guess that's not how I met Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson, I ran into at a movie showing, and then he contacted us. But regardless, a nice guy, and we'll debate what the next gubernatorial run in Texas is going to look like. That should be interesting coming up next hour. I also have a bunch of other important news that I'm going to be going over in this hour. You know, I always get around to doing what I say I'm going to do. It just sometimes takes me longer, you know, because there's so many things to deal with in life. But I have decided that I'm going to start doing more special presentations, kind of like I did an hour on FEMA camps a few months ago, detailing all the facts and the reality of them. And I did a little bit of a breakdown yesterday for about 30 minutes, I guess counting the ads, about 25 minutes or so, on the cashless society control grid and how that ties into cybersecurity and this big announcement. And I'm going to do eugenics updates as well. More and more, at least once a week, I'm going to tackle one subject with a detailed, full-spectrum breakdown of it. And this is very hard for me to do because I literally can write hundreds of pages of notes if I don't stop. And then I want to back up each statement I make with articles and documents. Then I just kind of get overwhelmed. And it is neurotic. You know, I should just cover basic facts and not have to make it too complex or too detailed. Just I want people to see the full spectrum of this. I mean, the establishment's on record saying they designed all this and set all this up and that it's all standardized and integrated, but it's not enough to just read the quotes where they admit they're setting it up. One needs to see it for themselves, to really grasp it. I guess that's what on the Isle of Patmos, one of the apostles said that, you know, he wondered at the beast. He couldn't describe it. And it really is wonderment. It's like trying to describe a Colorado mountain vista with all of its beauty, with the Rocky Mountains at sunset in front of you. How do you describe the rabbit that runs out on a grassy plain below you, and elk a mile away, and the feeling of the cold wind and the smell of evergreen and the crunch of gravel under your feet and the first planets and stars blinking into sight as nightfall comes, and popcorn clouds? I mean, how would you do that? Well, how would I describe this scene of Hades that I'm witnessing? All the torments and enslavement and child kidnapping and genetic engineering and nightmares and pain and enslavement and barbarism and the plans, future plans unfolding, and different principalities in the New World Order bidding for control, and this survival of the fittest with the most pure evil and wicked and cunning gets into the seat of power. I mean, how do I describe that? I certainly can't describe a beautiful Colorado vista looking off the Rocky Mountains with ice blue lakes beneath, looking like something out of Valhalla. How do I describe that Norse heaven? Well, how do I describe this New World Order hell? It can't be done. So don't ever accuse me of saying things are worse than they really are. It's so incredibly wicked, I can't even describe it. It's all the billions of sins and corruptions and lust and avarice woven together with a spirit, an idea, a life force, a system, living death released upon humanity. But I will do my best in the coming days and weeks and months to have my testament on record of who this enemy is, because who knows how long any of us have in this world today. Stay with us.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting now. This is a good radio transmission. It's not only on the AM and FM dial, number one internet radio show, global shortwave WWCR, and satellite, as well as XM starting next week. We are also, of course, simulcasting on video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, other folks can just go to InfoWars.com and check it out. I'm wearing another one of our designer T-shirts. Worst president ever with George W. Bush on one side, and right under it, the other side of his face is Barack Obama. Until now, InfoWars.com, and on the back it says, don't be a sucker, InfoWars.com. This will wake up a Republican or a Democrat. You go to him and you say, look, have you seen all these members of Congress, Republican and Democrat, Ron Paul, a Republican, many other Democrats, say foreign banks now rule America and dominate every facet of our lives? And then you can break their conditioning literally having a discussion about this. The left won't hate you. The right won't hate you. It will neutralize with a simple picture. Because most of the public is at like a second or third grade childlike level. And you can, like a storybook. Maybe I should write a children's book for adults, you know, for the general public who are kind of at that level. Where it's a parable about how there's a good cop and a bad cop. But kind of put it in a fairy tale situation. And then you learn at the end that both guys were bad. And that they were running a scam. and that they work for the same evil count. You know, I mean, maybe I should write children's books for adults, because this is so fundamentally simple, but people are bought in to all the pageantry and all the debates and all the little fine details of the false left-right paradigm. It's like a football game or a soap opera. They get caught up in it. The establishment really are shysters. They are yarn spinners. They are magicians. That's what they're doing. So we love this shirt, available at InfoWars.com, because it wakes people up in a big way. While you're at InfoWars.com, I would invite everybody to also check out films like Endgame, Terror Storm, The Obama Deception. All these films are so important that your friends, your family, your neighbors see, and we have big discounts on all of those films at InfoWars.com. You can also call toll-free to order any of my documentary films, books, T-shirts, the materials we carry, and your purchase also makes everything we do here possible. Without you, we couldn't do this, so I want to thank everybody. Without the PrisonPlanet.tv members, without folks buying the books and videos and T-shirts, we couldn't do it. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or if you want to order the books and videos, you can call the toll-free number and find out all the details and prices and combos and specials. You can write to us if you'd like. You can order over the phone, but if you'd like to get the address, you can also call and find out, you know, details and prices by calling 888-253-3139. My mailing address is 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Also, we are having the annual Money Bomb. I don't know if it'll be annual next year, but this will be the second annual Money Bomb. The first one was set up by volunteers that had the idea on their own. We're doing this same time of the year, start of the summer. It's June 11th, and you can find out more at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. That will go to get more equipment, expand what we're doing, hire more people, and we'll hire and do whatever we can with the money that comes in from that. And you can certainly see the changes from our old studios to this one, thanks to all of your support out there. Okay, let me go ahead now and hit a few news stories I haven't gotten to, and then I'm going to break down the Cybersecurity Act control grid and just use that new announcement and this new cabinet-level position out of the White House, not just an example of federalization and federal takeover and control, but admitting everything will be wiretapped, which it already is. This just expands it, and admitting that it's so they can kill switch everything. I want to go over that today and tie it in to the whole eugenics situation. But in the interest of time, because we do have Steve Voss coming up and Kinky Friedman in studio, I want to go ahead and run through some of the news that we have here. Here's my Wall Street Journal article. Stack of stuff just gets bigger and bigger here. In a first, high court affirms gun rights. Now, remember, we heard that June 27, 2008. It was another Wall Street Journal. I printed this morning. There was another Wall Street Journal dealing with how Sotomayor's rulings, where she has said in previous federal courts, that's the one I want, where she says, yes, you have a right for us to take your guns. You have a right to join the military. That is the Second Amendment. No one is allowed to own guns. The Attorney General has that opinion. Eric Holder, the President, as a state senator and U.S. senator, held that opinion. That's on record. It's not our opinion. They've introduced bills to massively restrict the Second Amendment. Here's a Bloomberg I have on it, but this doesn't really get into Sotomayor. It says, headline, Chicago law banning handguns in city upheld by court. And the Wall Street Journal article is good because it gets into Sotomayor and then lists all her activities. A Chicago ordinance banning handguns and automatic weapons within city limits was upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals panel, which rejected a challenge by the National Rifle Association. The unanimous three-judge panel ruled today that the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year, which recognized individual right to bear arms under the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, didn't apply to states and municipalities. And that Supreme Court ruling was 5-4, very, very narrowly for the Second Amendment. And I read the statements of the court, which were added into precedent, and I argued with some of the pro-gun groups, and I said, this is the consistent thing George W. Bush said And what Hangar Control Incorporated says, they're saying, oh, you have a right to Second Amendment if you're in the military, but we have a right to ban your guns. And I kept warning people, this is what you're now going to see. And now they've had states ruling this way, cities ruling this way, counties ruling this way. And see, the federal government's only there to protect the Bill of Rights and to have a Navy and defend the borders and to coin the money. And they don't do any of those things they're supposed to. This is one issue where the states do not have a right to restrict the Second Amendment. They have no right. This is a federal right. And it is also reserved to the states. But when the states try to go after that, or the feds do, it's null and void. And I've read the Anti-Federalist Papers, the Federalist Papers. I have read scores of books on the real Second Amendment, and that is the facts. Anybody tells you something else, they're a liar. A Chicago ordinance banning handguns and automatic weapons within city limits was upheld by the U.S. Court of Appeals panel, which rejected a challenge by the National Rifle Association. The unanimous three-judge panel ruled today that the U.S. Supreme Court decision last year, which recognized an individual right to bear arms under the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment, didn't apply to states and municipalities. The Supreme Court has rebuffed requests to apply the Second Amendment to the states. U.S. Circuit Court Frank Esterbrook wrote, upholding lower court decisions last year to throw out suits against Chicago and its suburb of Oak Park, Illinois. In Fairfax, Virginia-based NRA sued the municipalities in June of 2008, one day after the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the District of Columbia versus Heller struck down the handgun ban in the U.S. Capitol District encompassing Washington. It was, see, this thing's making it sound reasonable. They've got basically all guns banned in Chicago, and if you can go pay for a special permit and jump through a bunch of hoops, you can own one, a rifle. It was a total gun ban in D.C., for all intents and purposes, but they act like it was just handguns. We clearly disagree with the court's conclusion. Representative of the NRA, Attorney William N. Howard, a partner in Chicago's Freeborn and Peters LLP, said in a telephone interview, the next step will be an appeal to the Supreme Court. We recognize this may not be the end of litigation. Jenny Hoyle, a spokeswoman for the City of Chicago Law Department, said, acknowledging the likelihood the NRA would seek further review, we're certainly prepared for that if it happens. We're prepared to aggressively defend our ordinance because Chicago is Mafia Don, daily run. And when the Mafia comes in and robs a bank, they say, get your hands up. They make the security guard, the American people, drop their guns. I mean, Hitler took the people's guns. Blacks couldn't own guns. Native Americans couldn't own guns. When you're going to enslave somebody and muscle them and push them around, you want them disarmed, so you have to come to the Mafia for protection, which is the police and the government. See, they want to be able to oppress you and you can't resist them, and they want crime to explode, as their own white papers admit, so there needs to be more and more cops, more and more control, to then feed off that larger crime system and basically tax the criminals. So they want a big, healthy crime syndicate to scare the sucker public into submitting to them, and have a big, healthy criminal system that they can suck off of as well. So they suck off the criminals and they suck off the slaves. The Second Amendment, adopted in 1791 as part of the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment reads in its entirety, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free country and the right of the people to keep their arms shall not be infringed. In Heller, the High Court struck down the Washington 32-year-old gun law, which barred most residents of the city from owning handguns and required that all legal firearms be kept unloaded and either disassembled or under trigger lock. Six residents had challenged the law, saying they wanted firearms available in their homes for self-defense. Yeah, people that got raped and robbed. So there you go. I told you what the Supreme Court ruling would do. I read it. And it says you got a right to the Second Amendment. And then they say we're going to define what Second Amendment means. Second Amendment means we come and you hand your guns over. Period. You have a right to turn your guns over. Because it says we have a right to ban whatever we want. Oh, yeah, you got a right, but we got a right to ban it. That's just like the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Articles 1 through 30, or is it 31? And Article 29 and 30 state, oh, all these great rights we just said you have that we say we give you, UN doesn't give you anything. You got to take it. As a free person, your red blood, your guts gives you freedom. They say in there, in that piece of legislation that Obama's got introduced, that they're going to ban most of the guns. So this is happening. This is going on. And in the articles of the UN, Chartered Declaration of Human Rights, 29 and 30, it says all these rights don't count if we say they don't. So it's no rights at all. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 3rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $977. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,004.70, $502.35 for the half ounce, and $251.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,004.70, $502.35, and $251.18.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us.
Never have to watch
the rest of the hour before Kingy Friedman joins us in studio.
I mean, you should never have to bury your own.
I'm going to go over part two of the Cybersecurity Act, Cashless Society, Global Surveillance, Tracking, Tracing, Straitjacket System. What you need to understand is, recapping part one and getting into part two, is that everything is globally standardized through the OECD, the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, through the IMF, through the World Bank, through treaties, through NATO. And of these dozens and dozens of groups, there's less than 50 big, powerful global groups, they're all chaired by less than 100 people. And they all interlock on the different boards. You know, the heads of the Bilderberg Group will be some of the head people on the Trilateral Commission and the head people on the CFR and the head people on the Club of Rome and the head people at the Rand Corporation, who are also the head people at the Federal Reserve, who are the head people at the Bank of England, who are the head people at the United Nations, who are at the head people of the OECD, who are the head people of the IMF, at the head people of the World Bank, at the head people of IBM, at the head people of GM, with the head people at Microsoft and Berkshire Hathaway. I mean, you go to these meetings, you cover these meetings, you track these meetings, Davos and others, it's the same crew, the same people, and they want the same thing, eugenics. Now, before I get into the cashless grid, remember this story from a week or two ago, and ABC News reported it first, and said, yes, secret meeting of the world elite to carry out eugenics. But they said it's a good thing, billionaire club and bid to curb overpopulation through a world government. And it has to be secret, they say, for your own good. And it's Bill Gates, it's David Rockefeller, it's Warren Buffett, it's Michael Bloomberg, it's Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, all the usual suspects. And they met at Rockefeller University president's private home, Paul Nurse. And listen, anytime you cover these, anytime they have these meetings, that's all they talk about. How do we get world government, world taxes? And so how do we stage pandemics to get a control grid in? It's sad we got to kill everybody, but how do we do it? You know, Bill Joy of Sun Microsystems, I always plug key things that are well known. There's thousands of things we could plug. April issue 2000 of Wired Magazine, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. And he said, I went to a top tech private conference with 200 top tech leaders sworn to secrecy, so I can't say the names. This is the guy worth $4 billion at that time. You know, owns one of the biggest infrastructure companies out there for IT, Sun Microsystems. And he says, it was very upsetting. It was how, do we kill everybody or do we just cull most of the people and then let them be entertained by the new technocracy? And the elite's leaning towards killing everybody. And then he goes on to quote Theodore Kaczynski. Why did Kaczynski, this professor, this doctor, admitted LA Times reports CIA operative, he quits, runs to the bush, and starts bombing people for a decade, bombing key and people over key technocracies. I'm not defending what he did, but that's a real environmentalist. Kaczynski said, my God, they're planning to create a total grid, create a new species of humanoid. This is what the elites say they're doing, merging with cybernetics and getting rid of most of us. He said, I gotta go kill these people. I mean, I can go down the line. And then you've got all the other transhumanists, and I don't mean the general transhumanists. They always email me and go, how dare you say we're bad? You know, I'm blind and I want to have sight. That's that. You're not really a transhumanist. Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley, the head of the United Nations UNESCO Department, first general of it, secretary general of it, said that eugenics got a bad name with Hitler, going too far too quickly. We're going to call it transhumanism. The issue is Ray Kurzweil and all them say the same crap, how most of us are about to be wiped out. We're going to break all this down when we get back and get into the control grid.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We will not be forgotten.
All right, let me get right back into this cashless society control grid system. Yesterday I explained how they get us to opt into the Matrix, how they make it entertaining. The new Xbox scans your body 360, and you get to scan real objects and live in the fantasy world, and it's better than the real world. And the kids don't talk to each other anymore. They just sit there texting, and adults don't communicate anymore. And massive television watching causes Alzheimer's and destroys language abilities. Literally hundreds and hundreds of studies on record reporting this. And there's a global standardized world ID system, not just a national ID through real ID. There's a global treaty signed in 2000 in Australia by UN signatories, including the United States. And even if Congress doesn't ratify this stuff, it's all standardized and done by the bureaucracies. And they brought in this system, so we now have a hemispheric ID card. Have you seen the radio and TV ads and print ads about, oh, go right through airports inside the U.S.? We accept the hemispheric cards. If you're flying from Dallas to L.A., it doesn't matter if you're not leaving the U.S., have this federal hemisphere card, and you'll go to the front of the line. And then see, their feds are saying you'll have to have that card soon, but they're getting people to opt in, they're beta testing it, they're they're fine-tuning it. Now you got to have a passport to go to Mexico or go to Canada. They got to have it to come here. Now you get thumbprinted and face scanned randomly when you leave the U.S., even if you're a citizen. All the foreigners coming in have to do it. And so in treaty agreements, when you go to England or Germany or anywhere in the world that's signed on to these agreements, that's most of the West, some of the third world, they digitally take a photo. They digitally thumbprint when you leave. And I want to get to this exhibit first. One of our employees at the school in Hayes County tried to steal her 8-year-old daughter because she was wearing shorts and had a little bruise on her leg. That made news. And they admit that, you know, Walmart employees are told if a parent grabs their kid and speaks to them loudly that that's a crime, that your kid has to be taken. I got the CPS manual given to my employee saying if you raise your voice, we're going to take your child, official state manual. I mean, you know, talk about police state. Raise your voice now, we take your kid. But the cops can shoot you in the back and taser you, and it's no big deal. See how the state can have all this authority, but parents can't have any. And then society breaks down, which then means there needs to be more federal control. It's the only strong man. It's the only thing that can, is Mayor Daley, the mob boss, the son of the most famous mob boss in U.S. history. He wants your guns because he's going to make you love him. He's going to take care of you. Well, one of the guys that works here in the office brought this in. And we were already aware of this going on nationwide with the CHIPS program, with the Masons put it on, and all these other groups doing it, all federally funded. They get grants to do this. But McGruff the Crime Dog is directly federally funded. And through the National Ad Council, they're running national TV ads showing in red and black uniforms the new Obama armies doing military drills and saying, this is my uniform, this is what I wear. And they're going to march out across America and already are knocking on doors to canvass whether you support Barack Obama or not. They have a little GPS separate from the census, and they mark down if you're friend or foe. That isn't a free society. And so under the National Ad Council, elementary schools, public schools, Head Start, which they advertise for blue collar, white collar. Oh, it's free health care. You know, we have a mobile van that helps your kids. You know, even if you're paying at the daycare, you know, they still bring Head Start in without asking you. And CPS is there. And under Head Start, now you get 3 CPS visits a year. Well, here's what the kids get. They get a little badge to feel like they're a little Stasi tattletale. With McGruff the Crime Dog. This is the Cashless Society cybersecurity system. Here's McGruff Safe Kids Total ID system. And they give this to public school kids under another program here in Austin where they give you $200 if you turn in your parents. That's the highest bonus if you write a report on what's in the medicine cabinet or are they smoking marijuana. And then I have a mainstream news article today where the judges are saying, we'll let you offer that marijuana if you sterilize yourself. We got a free sterilization for you. I have that article right here. So one of the fellows here in our office, we're going to not say his name, a McGruff Safe Kids Total ID system, and right here is the little scan disc for your child's history. They have social workers that ask them questions under this. Are mommy and daddy spanking you? Are they yelling at you? Because we've got a nice foster home, especially if you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed like this little girl. She better be careful, because they can get half a mil for them. So, and people can't believe this is happening. I had a senator on a few weeks ago from Georgia where she was naming names of where there are bounties. We need this many blonde hair, blue eyes this week. And they got Walmart employees, everybody watching. You yell at your kid, boom, police are there, take them, they're gone, they get half a mil. Walmart gets a few grand out of it. And I showed you USA Today where Walmart and pizza places and everybody run your criminal background when you pay with a credit card, and then you wonder why cops pull you over when you leave the parking lot. They've got the whole grid in place. Yes, it's already in place. So take a bite out of crime, how to tattle on your parents. Here's the DNA collection kit. They fearmonger the parents. Give us your DNA. We don't want kidnappers to grab your kids unless you're Dyne Corr and Halliburton, who admittedly run giant child kidnapping rings, and Congress brings it up, and they go, yeah, we run kidnapping rings. You know, we had to pay a fine. It's no big deal. So, now, of course, they don't tell the parents, by the way, we already took your kid's blood at birth. We just want other tissue samples out of their mouth right now because we want you to think that we got their DNA this way. That's why all over the country, Tennessee, Texas, you name it, California, they have thumb scanners and hand scanners in the car. And when they pull you over for a traffic ticket or a checkpoint, they say, we need to run your scan here at the checkpoint. And people go, there's even YouTube videos, this where they go, hey, I got a camera. What do you mean you want to take my fingerprints? We got to make sure you're not wanted. This isn't a fake ID. Guilty until proven innocent. Now, what did they do to this little girl? We've got her name and her little slave card. And this is what happens when you're in preschool now. McGruff Safe Kids Total ID System. Help take a bite out of crime. Now, hey, McGruff, how about you stop the CIA shipping in heroin and cocaine and running child kidnapping rings? And it's a little girl. She's got blonde hair and blue eyes. Oh, you can see that in her little slave card. CPS is slipping through this right now looking for any reason. I'm sorry to have to inform everybody. And look, biometrics. They had her scan. This was inkless, and they put her digital image of her little fingers. They've now got them all. And she'll be trained in public schools nationwide. Over half of them now make you thumbprint to buy and sell. Austin makes you use thumbprints to get your food, to get your school books. You have to do it. Europe's implemented the same system. Australia, total slave. But don't worry, everybody's a slave now. Okay? So this is all kept by the feds and by McGruff, the child kidnapping dog. He goes out and sniffs out the blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. It looks like he found one. And, of course, they want the dental chart. They need to know everything when they're trafficking your kids. Now, again, the average idiot cops that are there taking this information, they think they're doing good and helping. But as the founding fathers said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there's your little biometric ID card, slave card. Has nothing to do with keeping your kids safe, everything to do with enslaving them. That's why they've been lying for 36 years and telling you the blood was with the health department and a health test and sending it off to a federal depository at the Eugenics Bank at Cold Springs Harbor. Now, mainstream news. That's the incredible thing. We're on record about everything 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years ago. In fact, I've been trying to dig around and find myself 15 years ago in front of the county commissioners and city council, a year plus before I got on air, I was going down and talking about this to the city council, and they wouldn't give me citizens communications time or they'd cut me short, so I went to an Access TV show. We ought to find those 15-year-old, let me see, 1993-94, right out of high school. We ought to find those and put those up on YouTube. Okay, this is part two. I may go into part three and four on this because just covering that took so much time. And this is the tip of the iceberg. In fact, I cleaned the studio the other day. It's in one of those folders. See if Duke can find the CPS folder that had all the stuff in it from her case with the little booklet from the state that says, if you raise your voice, we will take your children. Now, there's no law that raising your voice is. They don't care. These are child molestation rings. And I don't care if you can't handle that. Last week I played congressional hearings where they admit they run child kidnapping rings. In fact, Google 3,000 children missing in CPS custody in Florida. 3,000 children in government custody missing in Florida. CNN. Show them right now. And they find them in Saudi Arabia and Thailand and Israel. They find them in Eastern Europe. They find them in snuff films. They blow their heads off. They enslave them. Show them! 3,000 children. Now, that's just the missing children's. Try CPS lost. They have a different name in Florida. It's like Family Services. Family Services loses 3,000 children in Florida. It'll be 2004. I mean, you can't make up the magnitude of their evil. Yeah. Or maybe thousands of children, maybe the headline, then you'll say 3,000 in the article. Turned out it was actually 5,000. I remember that headline. I'm sitting here looking at it. We'll find it during a break. All right. So this is all part of the grid. This is what they want to do to everybody with this giant control grid. And there's federal funds served out with bounties on the kids they kidnap. So they want to control your mobility, track everywhere you go, make you have a internal national ID to travel over state-to-state borders. Homeland Security is on record saying that in Land of the Free, home of the brave. The census program was to be every 10 years. going back to Mount Sinai and then the Bill of Rights Constitution, to enumerate how many members of the House of Representatives your state gets according to population. Now it's going to be a yearly and then a monthly census, the American Survey Census. There's a bunch of different variants. They ask, what guns do you own? What are your stocks and bonds? Name them. What type of toilet do you have? Where do your children go to school? What is your income? And they say, under threat of arrest, you have to answer this. I thought you had a Fifth Amendment. But you do. It's all color of law fraud. They have the U.S. code by the first question about your names and who lives there. And then they have a dotted line, and under that it's all the other questions. Just like there's no law to take vaccines. And that's what this global cybersecurity grid is about. They say, oh, we're going to surveil the entire Internet to tell if there's any outbreaks out there from chatter or upticks and people buying flu medicine for your safety. And, oh, we have to be able to shut the web down to protect it if Al-Qaeda attacks it. And then, meanwhile, the Pentagon admits they've been attacking their own computer systems in the past as a pretext to basically fearmonger the government into giving them all this. And Jay Rockefeller's on record saying we would have been better off without ever having an Internet. The newspapers, the mainstream media are dying. They have to shut it down, bring in net neutrality, bring in a gelded, castrated, as the New York Times said, safer, gatekeeper-kept Internet without people like Alex Jones. So they have the census, getting everybody's data into the grid, GPSing your front doors. The Department of Homeland Security reports saying environmental activists, conservatives, gun owners, liberals, conservatives, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, Bob Barr supporters, people that talk a lot about the Constitution. Oh, there's the story out of Florida. Does it say 3,000 like I said? Control-F 3000 on that article. I want them to see it. That's the right one. Control-F 3000. It should be on there. I want people to see this and know it's living in denial as they watch out there. Again, one of the biggest things is surveillance blimps at 100,000 feet being tethered. That's MSNBC, Associated Press. That's Bob Woodward's secret Pentagon technology he brags about, that once they get a heat resonance of your body type and double ID that with a face scanning camera on the ground, they can now track you anywhere and everywhere you go with these surveillance blimps, where one blimp can surveil an average sized state. And Homeland Security's now got them in place over the entire United States, they report. They also had the face scanning cameras on the polls, the license plate reading cameras, which then police and government bureaucrats, according to the Orange County Register and other publications, are above the law. Over a million people now in California, the article 2 years ago said 990-something thousand, over a million people are above the law. They can DUI, run through checkpoints, run through toll roads. They have special plates that the cameras can't read, and that when police get behind them, they're not allowed to pull over, and they're not allowed to run their plates. So not only will we be discriminated against, slaves, anti-war, you can't fly. If you have bad credit, they're announcing you won't be able to fly. No judge, no jury. If you're on a no-fly list, you won't be able to own guns. No judge, no jury, no arrest, no due process. They just put you on that. Over a million, 100,000 Americans on that, growing. Carbon taxes will categorize and register everything you buy, everything you sell, everything you do with RFID smart chips to track the history of your purchasing. Any black market or underground economy will be a felony. Paying somebody cash to mow a lawn, paying somebody to paint your house, selling an old car to a buddy. You'll still have cash. It's globally standardized under the new announced Global Bank of the World with a global tax, where they set the interest rates in world currency, but you'll have to thumbprint and face scan into the system for the global graduated sales tax when you pay with cash, or that will be a felony. Now, I told you that 10 years ago from federal documents. That's now openly being announced and pushed. Now, the most important point I made yesterday, I want to recap, is make money as you build the grid. There's a few thousand globalist companies with Carlyle Group and Ted Turner and the Clintons and the Bushes and the royal family in England and the Dutch royalty and the Bin Ladens are heavy in it, owning the red light camera companies, Lockheed Martin, the Defense Department, giving domestic contracts, cities and counties, the police threat matrix grid integration centers, the threat fusion centers, federally run, big $100 million contracts, even in middle-sized towns and cities and counties. billion-dollar contracts in New York and Boston, $2 billion contract in Boston that I saw just for cameras and the smart grid alone. This is a total web, and then that money goes to the politicians who go in a revolving door in and out of government. That's what this tyranny is all about. So they get rich off of selling the security grid. So the Pentagon that's dominated the world under NORTHCOM now dominates the United States. And just like in Fallujah and Iraq, they thumbprint you when you go in and out of the city, and if you're caught without the ID or you lie when they thumbprint you later, they kill you on the spot. That was on NBC News 1 week before he retired. Tom Brokaw bragged and said he was glad. I have the video clip. They said they kill anyone who doesn't have a proper ID. Well, that will be the system here announced, and you'll be biometrically scanned everywhere to buy and sell, biometrically scanned by police, all being announced, biometrically scanned to buy food. They're starting it out with video games, alcohol, cigarettes, minors, but it's to go global. This is all admitted by the big consortiums. They're going to have debtor prisons, not just that you can't travel or be on a no-fly list if you have bad credit. They are going to force you to work in federal programs if you have debt. They want to take over with the national animal ID system and the premises ID system, the food, Codex Alimentarius, the vitamins. We'll get into the new stuff when we come back in part two, then I'll do part three tomorrow. Kinky Friedman coming up.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
just mentioning integrates in together. It's all been planned, all been set up on record. They have Internet 2 meetings every year where they openly announce it. You can read the RFID conferences with government leaders standardizing it. Thousands and thousands of pages per conference. You can read it all. MIT brags that they're helping to steer, along with Stanford Research Institute and others, the integration of this for global standardization. Now, all over the world, whether it's Australia or Germany or England or the United States or Canada, you'll read in the news. In fact, let's show people that. Google spy satellites used to keep tabs on farmers. First, it started in Australia and England. Now here, they've opened it up to local cops and local land management to have the Pentagon satellites spying on you. And they're saying, under color of law, you have to register your premises. They make you sign a contract, which isn't law. You waive your rights, saying $1,000 to $2,000 a day fines for one dead chicken, one dead cow. You don't tell the feds about $20 tag for a $5 chicken, but big agribusiness is exempt from all of it. This will shut down farms and ranches. There it is. New satellites to keep tabs on farmers. It was a Boston Globe article that was real good. There was also a Denver Post one where it shows the cops doing it, looking at the satellites. They're bringing in the National Animal ID, the National Premises ID, new bureaucracies, new taxes to harass everybody, arresting Amish selling cheese, arresting people selling eggs and watermelons on the side of the road. That's in the news every week. That's coming. This is the control grid, shutting down and controlling over-the-counter vitamins, making them prescription, Codex Alimentarius, the biometrics, as I mentioned, getting the school kids to all do it, the DNA, the blood, the NSA with warrantless wiretapping of the entire population, cybersecurity. Again, we have to keep mentioning that term. That's just the feds, by law, going even to even small IT companies and smaller parts of the infrastructure, and by law putting their machinery in and making you wire your machinery to it, and they pay you to do it. It's like a Telecommunications Act of 96 paid to do this for the phone companies. And then the power, quote, to shut the web off during emergencies for all of our safety. That's the headlines with Obama. That way they can also cover up torture when they want to. They can shut down the alternative media that is kicking the butt of the mainstream media. I already mentioned CPS. Now, there's a lot of good news to go over with this control grid, and that is that we've said no to the National ID, Real ID Act, but the feds just ignore it and go ahead with the Hemisphere ID card and say, you better have this when you're at the airport. Even if you're not leaving the U.S., you're going to be treated better if you have this card. And they tell folks that are on no-fly list, oh, if you go through the background check, even though you have no criminal record, and we're just saying it's a mistake that you're on this, the only way to get off is to apply for a hemispheric ID. And then magically when you get the Hemisphere North American Union ID, when you magically get that card, you then suddenly get to fly. So see, they put everybody on the list, making you a criminal, and then if you acquiesce to being treated like a criminal, oh, we give you your privileges back that were really rights. And there's just literally scores of other points I haven't gotten to, but that's part two on cybersecurity. Tomorrow I want to get into the fine details of all of this and the debtors' prisons and a lot more. Kiki Friedman coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com is the website.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.